Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Lord Onyx, and all the hosts 7 nights a week for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics right here on Blog Talk Radio. To Lord Terry's Power Hour, our show where we create our own reality. Thanks for joining us. So, pull up a chair and enjoy the adventure. And now, here's Lord Terry.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, good wherever in the world you are. This is Reverend Terry Power, and this is the Power Hours, and we're just excited you're with us. So pull up a chair, get comfortable. Now, we're going to be doing a ritual tonight, so now's your quick warning. If you want some candle or some incense, you got a couple of minutes while we're talking here at the beginning to get your stuff together and go ahead and get that candle or incense or whatever it is that's going to help help you to get into the spirit of the ritual. So I'm joined tonight by our usual gang of ritualists. Of course, my lady, my darling, my love. Robin,
hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, doing great. Doing great. You are visiting down on the shores. So what's going on? How's the weather over there?
Well, I have to admit, I miss my beautiful, cool mountain evenings. It is warm and muggy here at the Jersey Shore. But it's still pretty, but very crowded. I can't believe I lived here as long as I did. It's coming down here, there's just so many more people and so much more congested, and they're building stores and houses hand over fist here. I went to see a friend's son, who I've known her son for years, Lisa's son. And he just got himself a house, and it's a beautiful house, nice pool in the backyard, but you look out any window and you can see into your neighbor's house. I'm just not used to that anymore. I'm used to looking out my window and seeing trees. And it just feels very
lost.
But it's a beautiful neighborhood. I mean, really.
Yeah. Yeah, but we're used to looking out the window and seeing the mountain.
Yeah.
All right.
But
well,
like I said, it's a beautiful house, beautiful neighborhood. It's just close quarters for me now. I'm just not used to it anymore.
Yeah, understood. All right. Well, I'm glad you made it there safe. And we're also joined tonight by Navasi. How you doing, Daryl?
I'm doing a lot better than I was earlier. Hey, Robin. I was a little bit of a overload, but that's okay. I got a lot of irons in the fire today, but we're good, we're good. Enjoying the cool evening as usual, since that storm blew through yesterday, it cooled off quite a bit today, so we're good with that.
All right, and let's see, we've got Shira and Vega. How are you guys doing tonight?
We're doing good.
All right, Vega, you're going to have to get closer to your microphone because I barely heard you.
Hey, you're probably hearing me through Shira's microphone because I had mine turned off.
Hey, that would do it.
Well, turn it back on.
I can't even hear you through there. So are you guys hearing
him
okay?
No, I'm not hearing you, Vega.
He can't hear you. He's... Can you hear me okay?
All right.
Hey,
sure, we can hear you. All right, try it again.
Okay, how's that?
I can barely hear him. I think I'm still hearing him through Shira's microphone. All right, cool. We got everybody dialed in and called in and direct connected in, and we're still having gremlins. It's all great.
As per the norm.
Hey. If it wasn't, you know, if it wasn't gremlins, we wouldn't know what to do.
We'd be bored.
So, yeah. So while we wait for Vega to figure out his microphone, Shira, how's the weather up there? Since everybody's been talking about the weather.
Well, it's been hotter than we usually have. It's cooled down a little bit, but we have a lot of fires going on up the island because of the wet. But hopefully, maybe we'll get some rain, but who knows? We had quite a long stretch.
Oh, okay.
So, but I don't think it's as hot as you guys are. Yeah. No,
well,
we're not.
What's hot for you guys?
Well, for me, like 80 degrees would be hot or less. I like it just cooler than that.
I'm sitting in my car at the moment at the Jersey Shore to talk to you guys, and it is 84 degrees here, according to my car.
Yeah, we've been getting it upwards of 90 degrees, and that, which is really unusual.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is kind of warm over there, for sure.
Yeah, we've been getting some 90s here in Pennsylvania as well. Yeah, so here in the Allentown area, it's 70 degrees. We're supposed to cool off in the next few days as well, which I'm looking forward to.
I'm sharing.
Yeah. So, Vega, you want to try that mic again? How are we doing?
Okay, trying it again. I'm going to...
He's gonna log out, log back in, and see. Because it's not...
Okay,
right,
yeah, because I'm still hearing him through your microphone, so.
Yeah.
So.
Like you're putting
so anyway,
the corner back there somewhere.
Right. Well, we're always talking on the radio when we talk about doing rituals. You know, when we talk about doing the on-air rituals and that sort of thing, we're talking about in most cases, as much as possible, this should be supplemental. And this is our way of getting together. And, you know, we talk a lot about personal practice. So while we're working through the gremlins, why don't we talk a little bit about how we celebrated over the weekend? When we celebrated the actual date and the time period of Lunasa. Shira, did you guys get a chance to celebrate and do some ritual together up there?
We did. We had a nice little ritual out on our front deck. We did that. So we had a nice little feast and did a little ritual afterwards. So that was pretty cool. And I did another online one, I think, yesterday. So.
Okay.
And here's me trying my mic again. Is there anything from me yet?
Yeah.
Oh,
you're working now.
Yay. Okay.
Woo-hoo.
I shared the wrong mic. It wasn't the one I was actually talking into.
Damn
that. Right.
Wee.
So it wasn't gremlins, it was operator error.
That's right. It was all my fault.
It's the heat.
Well, yeah.
Operator error.
You betcha. Okay, we're ready to rock.
Yeah, as long as we're sharing about our weekend. Niv, what did you guys do this weekend?
Lila Moraine gathered here. We had a class previous. We finished up our elemental class. And we had three different kinds of cheese, three different kinds of breads, three different types of grapes. And we had some wild preserves that one of the ladies brought. I had some peach preserves. And we have a little bit of libation to go with that. And it was absolutely wonderful. We sat outside and ate for like an hour just on snacky foods. But it was absolutely beautiful, you know. But it was nice. It was beautiful outside. We didn't need a fire. Normally, yeah, I live in a hollow valley. And it should have been just cool enough for a fire, and it really wasn't. It was nice, so we didn't even have to have a big fire. We were very comfortable with altar candles. I mean, that put off enough heat for us. It was really
cool.
Nice.
Sounds nice.
Very cool. Well, Robin, would you like to tell everybody about our Saturday?
Oh, sure. We had a few people to the house, and we ate an immense amount of food. My friend Jess, she is a kitchen witch with the mostest. She brought these amazing ribs that Terry cooked that came out wonderfully. And then we also had Chris Leche's cake, if anybody's familiar with that. It is to die for. And she brought homemade bread, and used that in ritual, sangria, and we made firstborn pork that Terry also did on the smoker, and was as well just amazing. Just an immense amount of food, hot dogs, and sausage, and spaghetti sauce. We just had a ton of food, lettuce, salad, food, and everybody
had
food.
We had an immense number of people. Yeah, we had a huge group of people to feed as well. I mean, there were like 10 adults, well, adultish, and then there were like five kids. Yeah,
five kids, six, I think.
Oh, six kids, that's right. And then five of them we had in the ritual.
Right, yeah. It was really nice to see. And Jackie came over for ritual, which was really nice. And,
I'm glad she got in.
Yeah, she enjoyed it.
We had five kids in the circle with us, which was very cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, having all the kids in ritual with us and starting to learn our ways, and when we do circle at the mountain, we just, everybody that's there is invited, kids, and the dog wandered in and out. I think the dog just came into circle and laid down.
Yeah,
so,
she did.
You know, she was enjoying the energy as well. So
it was kind of nice knowing that there were three generations there. Jackie's great grandchildren were in circle with us.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that actually makes four generations if you really look at it.
Yeah.
You know, not in the circle. You know, the fourth generation was in the circle, but
mm-hmm.
You know, we had had four. So anyway, it was a great time, and we did have it. It did get a little bit cool. On the mountain, so we did get a chance to have a fire.
Yeah, it was nice.
And, I've been playing with fire all day with the smoker. Mm-hmm. I had the smoker going since, from about 1 o'clock. And so some of that food was on for about 4 hours, picking up the smoke and from the mesquite chips, and had a really nice smoke ring on the pork loin. It was a nice day, and you know, good friends, some new friends, and all in all, it was a wonderful experience.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
So now it is time for us to go ahead and get this ritual started. So,
okay.
Everybody, just take a deep breath. And my lady, if you would begin us.
Yes. Become aware of the people around you, both physical and in other places around the globe. We've come together in spirit to celebrate Lunaka as we witness this first harvest. The sun shines daily, heating the atmosphere as a prelude to the thunderstorms that cool the evening's heat. Nature's bounty is growing all around us. It is time to reap what we have sown.
Well, now focus and become aware of the opening of your crown chakra. See the light of the universe, the beautiful blue-white light entering through the crown chakra, flowing into the top of your head and stopping at your third eye. See there the indigo ball of light spinning and spinning, and then it opens. The light of the universe fills your head, stopping at the throat. And at the throat chakra, see the blue light, the blue ball of light spinning. Feel the pressure building behind it. See it spinning. Feel the pressure until it opens. And the light fills your chest, stopping at your heart chakra. Feel the pressure of the light, the beautiful blue-white light of the universe filling you, pushing, pushing through the ball of green light, spinning and spinning, and then it opens. And the light of the universe fills your torso, stopping at your solar plexus. And at your solar plexus, see the ball of yellow light, spinning and spinning, and then it opens. And the energy of the universe, the blue-white light of the universe, travels down your body, stopping at your second chakra. And there you see the ball of orange light shining, spinning. Feel the pressure building behind it, spinning, until it opens. And the blue-white light of the universe stops at your root chakra. And at your root, you see the ball of red light shining and glowing and spinning the blue-white light of the universe, building up pressure until that ball of light in the root chakra opens. And the light of the universe fills into your entire body, down your legs, into your feet and toes. Feel it. Feel that light expanding within you, down your arms, into your hands and fingers. Now extend your arms out in front of you. And open your palm chakras to the universe. Feel and see streams of light coming from your hands, from your body, connecting with all of the others in this circle across the globe. Everyone listening to my voice. Know that there are more people with us than we were aware of. Because time and space are but an illusion. And we are all connected in this time, in this moment. We are now in a time between the realms, a world of its own, a world that is created by the we, who are connected now by the light of the universe, together here tonight as we honor our God.
You are comfortably warm, your physical body firmly rooted in your space. You are acutely aware as you float in a sea of mental tranquility. You are safe, ready, and protected, reaching out toward your gods inside this sacred space, cleansed by our light and full of the energy of the divine.
I cast the circle of ancient lore.
Waves upon the timeless shore.
It has no beginning nor an end.
It knows neither foe nor friend.
Ouroboros of legend gold.
Rings of power forged of gold.
A ring around a silvery moon.
I cast you now, O ancient rune.
Spirits of the East, O creatures of air, we call upon you and invite you to join us at this harvest celebration. Share with us your gifts, your winds that spread the seeds of fresh ideas, inspiration to create new art and surge forward on the path to new learning and living up to our potential. Tonight, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Spirits of the South, O creatures of fire, we call upon you and invite you to join us at this harvest celebration. Share with us your gifts, your fires that burn so bright and warm. They renew us and fuel our passions, encouraging us to new interactions and adventures. Tonight, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Spirits of the West, O creatures of water, we call upon you and invite you to join us at this harvest celebration. Share with us your gifts, the waters of cleansing, the thrill of new emotion and intuition, to look forward with anticipation of things to come. Tonight we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Spirits of the North, O creatures of Earth, we call upon you and invite you to join us at this harvest celebration. Share with us your gifts of integration, your peaceful healing energies, and the abundance of a fruitful harvest in both the physical and spiritual realms. Tonight we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Beloved ancestors, you who have gone before, we call upon you and ask that you be with us this night. We honor you and hold you in our hearts tonight and every night. Please share with us your wisdom so that we may best follow the guidance received. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Goddess of the Earth, we call upon you in your form as Grain Mother. It is you who weaves the web and nurtures the home. You are the sustainer of family and community. We ask that you be with us this night. Guide us in this ritual of celebration. Show us a clear path forward, over the bridge, to a place of joy and strength. A place bathed in your love and light. Aid us and sustain us as we partake of your bounty and sustenance. Grain Mother, with love and with respect, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome. God of the universe and time, We call upon you in your form as sacred king. It is you who turns the wheel and protects the home. You who sacrifices yourself to provide for family and community. We ask that you be with us this night. Guide us in this ritual of celebration. Show us a clear path forward over the bridge to a place of joy and strength. A place bathed in your love and light. Aid us and sustain us as we partake of your bounty and sustenance. Great King, with love and with respect, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Tonight, we celebrate the Feast of Lunasa.
Lunasa, or Lammas, is a time of feasting and celebration. It is a time to join with friends and family and rejoice in the bounty of the Earth Goddess and the sacrifice of her consort, the Sacrificial King. We come together tonight to celebrate the first harvest, the grain harvest. Tonight, we honor the king and the grandmother. Tonight, we consider the gifts we have been given. We consider the bounty of the Holy One. We express our gratitude for all we receive. It is time to recognize all that goes into food we consume and the efforts that go into putting it on the table. We are part of a greater cycle. And as we celebrate this harvest, we must also remember keep back a little bit for planting in the spring. Renewal. Rebirth. Tonight, we consider our place in that chain.
Tonight, we will participate in a guided meditation. We will seek a state of gratitude and join in a celebration of the first harvest. We will witness the bounty of the Holy One and celebrate the feast. Tonight, we will embrace the joy and the beauty and endless bounty of the Holy One. Tonight, we celebrate their gifts to us.
Now find a comfortable position. Light a candle or incense if you wish. Close your eyes and relax. Breathe deeply. Breathe in and let it out. Another deep breath in. And let it out. Listen now to the rhythms of your body. Eyes closed, breathing evenly, relaxed. Hear the rhythm. And as you listen to these rhythms, you begin to feel as if you are floating, relaxed, floating, listening. Now become aware of your new surrounding. Circle of benches. Encircling and surrounding a compass on the ground in the center of the circle. 8 pads leave this circle and disappear into the tree. Tonight we will take the southwestern path. And as you move along this path, you see the grass has grown and come to seed. You see the sunlight as it shines on the grasses, The breeze moves it. And it looks like waves. Looks like the ocean. Only golden and green with colors of grass and sea. As you walk, you can reach out your hands to either side and run your hands and fingers along the tops of the grass and the sea. You feel the earth beneath your feet is soft and cool in contrast to the sun, which is so warm and hot overhead. And after you've walked for a few moments, you notice a stone bridge crossing a creek. Step up onto the bridge and stop at the center and look down. See the creek flowing beneath the bridge, the cool, crisp, clean water of the gutter splashing against the rock. Spray in your face. You can taste the sweetness and feel the cool crispness on your face. Now on the railing in front of you, see all of the burdens that you have been carrying. All of your fears, all of your doubts, all of your guilt, all of your burdens. Whatever they may be, see them on the rail. You may see them as packages, rocks, bundles, whatever it is that symbolizes burdens to you. See this, see them all. They're on the rail of the bridge. You may even see more burdens there than you realized you were carrying. That the goddess knows. And now, push them in. Sweep that railing clean and let all of those burdens fall into the creek. See them as they splash. See the water that surrounds them and washes them away. They all belong to the goddess now. She will tend to. She may give some of them back and others she may just take and keep and deal with. In any case, in this moment, you are free. Step across the bridge into the realm of the Holy One, knowing that you leave fear and doubt, anger, frustration, and all of your burdens. You've left them on the bridge, and you enter the realm of the Holy Ones, free and clean and ready to learn and grow. Follow the path as it curves slightly to the left. Goes through the trees. Smell the forest. Hear the animals rustling in the underbrush. Life is happening all around you. And as you come around a curve, the trees open, and you see fields of grain, wheat and oats. Fields blowing in the breeze, people at work at the harvest. See them cutting and stacking and picking up the stacks and putting them onto wagons and transporting them. The work of the harvest is seriously in business right now. Now follow one of the carts as it goes toward town. And as you pass into the town, you will see buildings. Look inside as you pass. In one building, you see people preparing the grain. It's even for separating the grain from the straw. See the straw being prepared for the livestock and the grain being prepared for cooking. Smell the sweetness. Hear the sound of the grinding wheels as the grain is ground into flour. The dust in the air you can taste. And now you get another smell of cooking bread, and you look in the next building over. You see the cooks preparing the loaves. See them kneading the dough. They let it rise, punch it down, and knead it again. See the ovens and the fires beneath them. Smell the yeasty sweetness of the bread. Feel the heat. Hear them talking amongst themselves in the laughter and the joy of this time of year. And in the next building, you see people bagging and storing seeds for the next season. Because however much we celebrate now, we must always keep back what we need for the future. And in this moment, you know that all of these people are but a fraction of the people that it takes to get our food from the field to our table. And as you pass through the town, you see a large tent set up with tables underneath. The tables are set with a variety of late summer dishes. They're heavy with breads, honeys, butter, cakes, berries, and fresh juices and pitchers of water. You are seated near the end of the table. The feast is before you. Dig in and enjoy. What foods do you see? What do you taste in the air and on your tongue? Smells. Listen to the laughter and the sheer joy of people coming together and breaking bread and celebrating life and abundance. Now, you see a couple approaching. It is the god and the goddess. Have no preconceived notions of how they will appear. Let them come to you in the way that is right for you in this moment. Sit quietly with the god and the goddess. Listen for their message as they talk to you. This message may come in words, it may come in symbols, it may come in ideas, or just a simply knowing. You may not even understand the message in this moment, but in time it will become clear. Listen. After a time, the god stands and reaches into his belt, into a pouch. He reaches in and pulls out a gift. And hands it to you. He may understand this gift now, or you may need more time. Whatever it is, it's important for you. And the conversation you have just had, and it will very likely, if it has not appeared to you in the physical plane recently, it will very soon come to you. Continue your conversation with the God and the gods. Ask questions and listen to them. They will answer your questions. They will give you guidance. After a time, they stand and each in turn hugs you, holds you close, and you feel the love and support and encouragement that flows through that hug from the sustainers, the mother and the father. They turn and leave the tent, and you know it is time to return. Follow the path back through town, along the field. Turn onto the path, through the trees. Back across the bridge. Through the grass, to a circle of benches surrounding the compass. Sit for a few moments and relax on the bench and consider the message and your gift. It is now time to return to your body. And on the count of three, you will be back. One, you feel your body in the room where you're sitting. Two, you are getting heavier. You feel the weight of your body. Move your fingers and toes. Feel your body. Move your shoulders and head. Settling in. Stretching. And three, you are fully returned and present in your body in this moment.
Great Mother and Father, beloved ancestors, we've witnessed the bounty of the earth and spoken with the Lord and Lady of the Harvest. Bless us now with the attitude to receive gratitude and to express gratitude. Help us to understand and appreciate the gifts we have in our lives. Keep us on the right path. Assist us and guide us. And most of all, help us to remember to listen for your voice. For we know you are with us always. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
Great God of the universe, sacrificial king, we thank you for being with us and aiding us in this feast of gratitude. Please continue to work in our lives and guide us. And help us to listen, for we know you are ever with us. Help us continue this path of growth and connection until we meet again across that little stone bridge. Great King, it is with love and with respect that we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
great goddess of the universe, great mother, we thank you for being with us and aiding us in this feast of gratitude. Please continue to work in our lives and guide us. And help us always to listen, for we know that you are ever with us. Help us continue this path of growth and connection until we meet again across that little stone bridge. Great Mother, it is with love and with respect that we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and
hail
farewell.
And farewell.
Beloved ones, we thank you for being with us and aiding us in this feast of gratitude. Please continue to work in our lives and guide us. Help us to listen, for we know you are ever with us. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell. Spirits of the North, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and always. Please leave us the gifts we require to continue to move forward on our path. Stay if you will, go if you must. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Spirits of the West, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and always. Please leave with us the gifts we require to continue to move forward on our path. Stay if you will, go if you must. Bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell. Spirits of the South, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and always. Leave with us the gifts we require to continue to move forward on our path. Stay if you will, go if you must. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell. Spirits of the East, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and always. Please leave with us the gift we require to continue to move forward on our path. Stay if you will, go if you must. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
The circle is open, but never broken. Merry meet, merry part, and merry shall we meet again. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
All right. So, let's all take a few moments to ground and release any excess energy. And while we're doing that, we're going to listen to a song by Garth the Bard called Lunasa Dance. And we'll be back in a few minutes and we'll talk about the ritual. So stick around, everybody. You're listening to the Power Hours on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. We'll be right back.
At the festival sounds a horn calling the people again. Child of Bali called newly summer born rapping like the grain. Like the grain. The child control
strike, then Lou did strike, he won. A ballot eye flew in the sky, and there became the sun. At the festival sound, a horn calling the people again. Child of Bollock on Neil, and some of them ripening like the grain. At the festival sound, a horn calling the people again. Child of Bollock on Neil, and some of them ripening like the grain.
To the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Thanks for sticking around. And now, back to the show.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Reverend Terry Fowler. And this is the Power Hours, and we're just coming back from a little song break while we ground and releasing the excess energies, because we just celebrated Lunasa here together on the air. And as we always do after the ritual, we're going to talk to our ritualists and get their impressions and their feelings from the evening. So we're going to start with Vega tonight. How you doing, Vega?
I'm doing good, just waking up as though from a nap. But that was a very nice ritual. Like the visualization. When I met the god and goddess, they strode towards me as though they were a couple of characters from the Old West, like the sheriff and Kitty, you know. I could see the dust, the old, I don't know, somehow I was transported to the Old West in the middle of that, and I'm not sure why. Yeah, it was strange.
They don't have
okay.
My fun there.
All right, very interesting. I'm sure that's part of the message as well.
Yeah, I think maybe it was.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll have to visit that again. You obviously have some meditation and contemplation ahead of you.
I do. Yeah, it wasn't all very clear, but there's something there. I think related a bit to a dream I found myself waking up from this morning, too.
Uh-huh. There's certainly more going on here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, Shira, what about you? What were your experiences tonight?
Well, I had a little trouble staying focused. I kept finding myself wandering off in other directions. The god and goddess were like giant, the corn husk, like people. they
corn
always
dollies.
See them as, yeah, the corn dollies, but I always see them generally as white and flowing, but this time it was like just like flowing wheat and grain, like no real faces or anything, just flowing wheat and grain. Only the thing that kind of fleeted in, one was a button and one was a circle. But I'm not sure kind of what that's supposed to mean. So.
Okay, what was the first thing you did?
A butterfly.
Okay, a butterfly and a circle.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Like a ring.
Intriguing.
Yeah, so. I know butterfly can be transformation, and a circle is, you know, ever going around, and maybe it's because I'm going around in circles. I don't know.
Well, it looks like you both have some contemplation and meditation ahead.
Yeah. Maybe if there was a hamster and a wheel, it would make more sense.
Oh, God.
Well, if either of you need any... want to share or communicate or anything, feel free to message me on Facebook and we'll communicate about it further if you need it.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks so much.
All right, Liv, what about you? What were your experiences tonight?
Tonight was a little different. I'm just going to say that... the deities were balls of light. There was no, and like Shira, there was no fate. You just knew that this was her and this was him. There was no physical body, per se. I was handed three items. A Boda bag that was filled with water. I was handed a crystal ladle, and I was handed a scarf. I have no clue. But that's what I got, so I'm sure that has something to do with...
Okay, you say the third
everything.
Scarf?
A scarf, yeah.
Like to keep your neck warm.
Scarves, but these weren't. This wasn't like an. You know, this was like a silk scarf. There was no pattern or anything on it. It was just like a gold, like or silver. You know, very lightweight silk is all I can say it was. Very lightweight scarf. I'm not really sure on that one. The Boda bag, I understand very much with the water. And the crystal ladle, I have no clue, so we'll have to work on that.
You said crystal ladle.
A ladle, yeah, like a dipping spoon.
Yeah. Well,
you know, like the
pencil
bowl, that
water,
ladle.
The water and then the ladle, I was expecting the third item was something to make soup out of.
Silkworms, they're good to eat too. Protein.
Oh, there we go. All right, Robin, what about you, my lady?
Well, funny, it was very low-key for me tonight. The god and the goddess were sort of quiet and resigned to the harvest with me. And was I don't know, it was just sort of, we sat mostly in quiet and just relaxed and enjoyed each other's company. There was sort of that comfortable quiet that you get with somebody, that when you don't have to talk and you can just sit there and sort of be with that person, and not have to say anything and not have to do much. So it was just very comfortable and nurturing experience, just sort of actually what I needed, because it's been a hectic couple of weeks. So I kind of got the impression it was just like, you know what, we're not going to bombard you with stuff. Just hang out with us, and we'll comfort you, and it'll be quiet and still, and that's what you need. You need some quiet. You need some relaxation. That was really kind of what I got.
You know, funny enough, that's exactly the same kind of feeling I had like Sunday.
Yes.
Where we, you know, did the things that needed to be done, but yeah, we kind of just chilled on Sunday. I mean, after Friday getting everything ready and then the shopping for your new teapot on Saturday morning and then everybody at the house until like after 1 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And Sunday was just a I'm done kind of day. And that's kind of how I felt tonight as well. Interestingly enough, the god and goddess seemed more like Galandriel and Celeborn from the Lord of the Rings, the Lord and Lady of the Forest, and that may go with that whole relax and rejuvenate and you know, just be okay kind of feeling that I got. So there was no gift. It was just a quiet time to sit and be. So
yeah, I kind of got the feeling that was the gift.
That maybe that was the gift. You're right.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So I want to thank everybody for being with us tonight. Thank our ritualists. The energy just becomes so comfortable when we work together over and over. And tonight was a milestone. Tonight was an updated version of last year's on-air Lunasa ritual. And it was kind of cool. Say again?
That wasn't Vega. I heard a voice.
That may have been me.
I
went, Did you write down on their previous, you know, like last year's experiences down on rituals so that, you know, you can go back and look to see what the experiences were of those people then?
No, I didn't, but I will say I had one interesting experience as I was looking over. Back then, I used to put on the ritual itself who did what parts. And this was the last ritual before Robin joined us. But interestingly enough, Shira and Vega called quarters last year.
Oh, cool.
So we've been doing this for a year? Wow.
you guys have been doing ritual with me now for over a year.
Oh, my. Time flies.
Yeah.
So
that's terrifying.
I wanted to mention to you guys how much it means to the to the energy, to my heart, to know that you guys are there month after month, Sabbath after Sabbath. I just know that you guys are a part of the ritual. And the energy is the consistency. And everything that goes with it is growing and building. And I wanted to say thank you specifically to Shira and Vega tonight for a year of consistency and building and growing our energies together. So thank you guys.
You're welcome. We appreciate that you guys put them together so that we can be on here to do them with you.
Yeah, it really is a blessing to us as well.
Well, very comforting knowing that there's other people out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and starting with,
that's what it feels like. It just feels like there's just an extended family out there that I may not know their names or where they're located in the world. It just feels very comforting knowing they're just right there. I can just reach out and touch them.
And yeah, somebody had called into the... Go ahead.
I was going to say, and that is exactly why we do these rituals, is because there are people out there who either locally don't have a good community to go to, or don't know where to go, or can't get out of the house for one reason or another. They're, you know, bad knees or whatever it is, who knows. And this is their only connection. And I think it's a powerful one, and I am so appreciative that you guys show up every time we need you. And same thing for Niv. I mean, she's always there when we need her. And it is very heartwarming and wonderful to work with the same people over and over again. It makes a big difference in the energy. So thank you.
Yeah,
group hug.
And,
boy, I know if I didn't show up, I'd be in trouble. No, I'm just kidding.
<That's what
laughs> I know where I live, darn it.
Yeah, Neil, I'm going to have to go do a little research to see when you hit your one-year mark with us. But Maybon, I'm pretty sure Robin was with us for Maybon.
Yeah, I think I was. I think that was the first time
I think this. I think a year ago, this was the last Sabbath that we did before you joined the crew.
Was it Maybon or was it Salen? I don't remember.
It may have been Salen. It was somewhere in that time period. It was right around the end of September. So maybe it was the full moon right then at the end of September was your first ritual with us.
I think the first one I wrote was Salen.
Okay.
So I think maybe Maybon was the first ritual I participated in. I don't remember. I don't know.
Yeah. I'll find out.
Yeah, go back and check.
Oh, no.
But,
I have no clue when I showed up, but I've been around for a while.
Yes, you have.
Yeah, you have. And I'm thinking that you're in that Salen time frame as well. When you started doing the rituals with us. So again, thank you to everybody. Yeah, the energy, the consistency, as Robin said, as we build build this family and reach out for people that are listening to us and participating around the world, across time and space. It's powerful to feel. Yeah, it's powerful to feel all those people that chronologically haven't even done this yet. We know they're there and we can feel them. Because it is an illusion. Time and space is all just our own human
imagination, truly.
Yeah. So, with that said, I think it's about time to start wrapping up because we're at 11 minutes after the hour, and I'm always fussing at other people aren't running late, and here we go. So anyway, if you have anything that you would like to say to any of the hosts, panelists, guests, ritualists, anybody on the station, you can email cern.org@gmail.com. And check out our Facebook page, Spiritual Unity Radio Network page on Facebook, and click like and let us know that you're there. Let's see, for Robin and I, you can get in touch with us together at Little Stonebridge Pathworkings page on Facebook, or email us, and that address is littlestonebridge@gmail.com. And let's see, for myself, you can find me on Facebook. I'm Terry Power in North Copley, Pennsylvania. Check out my public figure page. That is Rev Terry Power HP. Or follow me on Twitter at Rev Terry Power HP. Robin can be found. She is Robin A. McKean on Facebook. And you can also check out Spiritual Wellness and Physical Health Facebook page. That's the page for her shows that she does on Friday night. So I think that covers everything. Did I miss anything, my lady?
No, I think that's it. Sounds good.
All right. So quick couple of programming notes. Next week, we are going to be celebrating another ritual. And so I'm going to be looking at all of our ritualists being here and anyone else that wants to join. We've got room for a couple of more quarter callers. So if you're interested in getting involved in the rituals, let us know. You can email, probably private message me on Facebook would be the easiest way. But next week we're going to be doing the Dark Moon. You know, about once
wow,
a quarter
already?
once a quarter we try to do that introspection and the looking within, because if we can't be honest with ourselves, we can't be good witches. Know thyself is the first rule, and honesty is the first virtue. If you've ever listened to me teach the nine virtues. And that honesty extends to ourselves. So Dark Moon rituals and introspection is a big part of knowing thyself. So once a quarter we do that, and then the following week on the 18th of August, we're going to pick up again with the major arcana cards of the tarot, and we will be talking about the High Priestess card. And of course, all Thursday nights are Under a Shady Tree with Terry and Robin. Sometimes we do interviews. Sometimes we just answer questions, and every now and again we'll get on our soapbox about something. So you never quite know what you're going to get on a Thursday night. It's best just listen in and enjoy the ride. And then Friday nights are Robin and Lisa with the Spiritual Wellness Physical Health and all the wonderful things that they talk about, food and health and some great interviews with healers and all kinds of healing modalities. So it's a great and entertaining show.
Yeah, also
just have
a lot of fun.
Yeah. And Sunday night is Sacred Divergence Radio, formerly known as the Pagan Variety Show. Reverend Elizabeth Hamilton does that show. She brings in guests and plays a lot of music, and it's just it's a nice evening. So check that out as well. All of this is at 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Tuesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Sundays, at least for the time being, working on a few more shows. My lady, is there anything else that we need to say?
I think that's it. I'm content to wrap this up and put another
wonderful ritual in the can, so to speak, and go get some rest. It's been a long day for me. I did a lot of driving today. I got caught in that fire on the New Jersey Turnpike today. So I was caught for a long time.
I'm glad you're safe and away from the heat.
Well, I wasn't on the turnpike, but it where the fire was where I was trying to get onto the Garden State Parkway. So I could smell the smoke, I could see the smoke, and it was a traffic nightmare, to say the least.
Yeah, I can well imagine.
I imagine it all. It's a nightmare over there anyway. just one car can just screw up the whole thing.
Well, they had a truck flip, and it caught fire, and they had all of the lanes closed on the turnpike, so they were diverting traffic to every other road in the area. It was a nightmare.
That's okay. It was messing up traffic around Newark Airport, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was the whole up and down the New Jersey, all the roadways were overtaxed.
Mm-hmm. Wow. All right. Well, with all of that said, again, thanks to everyone participating live by whatever means you're listening, all of the people in the chat room, all of the people that are participating in the archives, and especially to all of our ritualists and to my lady for partnering with me and helping make these as wonderful as they are.
Aw, thank you.
I love all of you. And I wish you a week filled with love and with wonder. Good night and blessed be.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.